Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about some newspaper reporting about city council. This goes back to 1902. The council of the town of Chelan passed ordinances, one of which says, "Every person who shall attempt in a rude, insolent, and angry manner unlawfully to touch, strike, beat, or wound another person, coupled with a present ability to carry such an attempt into execution, shall be deemed guilty. And every person who shall unlawfully beat another shall be deemed guilty. And every person who shall by word, sign, or gesture willfully provoke or attempt to provoke another person to commit an assault or an assault and battery or other breach of the peace shall be deemed guilty. And every person who shall use language, signs, or gestures in the presence of or toward another person in such a manner as to be reasonably calculated to provoke him or her to wrath or violence shall be deemed guilty. And every person who shall be drunk and disorderly or intoxicated and disorderly in any public place or public resort or shall urinate in any street or alley shall be deemed guilty. Any person who shall expectorate upon the floor or walls of any church, school, public hall, or other public building shall be deemed guilty of a misdemeanor, and upon conviction thereof shall be fined in any sum not less than $3, nor more than $25, and shall be imprisoned until such fine and costs are paid." And then, in 1976, the council passed an ordinance that said city councilmen will make $20 per meeting instead of $10 as a result of action taken Tuesday. And they passed an ordinance with new, tougher penalties for violators of the city's dog regulations. Instead of a straight $5 offense, fines will increase to $10 for a second offense and $15 plus a mandatory citation for third and other violations. They authorized the mayor to appoint a 7-member committee to study gambling in Chelan and to recommend what action, if any, should be taken to prohibit forms of gambling, bingo, raffles, punch boards, and one card room are already present in Chelan. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.